Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Friday morning, and we got World Series play. We got college football. We got pro football. We got Denver coming to town. Yeah, I just put in the rundown, Dell, about Sean Payton. And remember when Sean Payton interviewed on Zoom for the Texans job?
I don't.
You don't remember that?
I honestly don't.
Yeah, he threw shade.
I mean, that's obviously during... Oh, wait a minute. Now, when you say that... So this was during the Cully years?
Yeah, this is...
I'm sorry. Cully months?
Yeah, right. The Cully months, years. What are you talking about, years? So he interviewed on Zoom, and then he was on with Colin Cowherd. And he said something to Cowherd about ownership, because Cowherd... Yeah. Well, we're going to play it for you. But if I'm the Texans... You know, Sean Payton has gotten himself... I heard a lot of people clapping back at Sean Payton after the Russell Wilson comment. After the Jackson Dart comment. You know, Sean
Payton...
Did
you see a lot of people going back after him?
Oh, he went... Oh, yeah. People were like, shut up, Sean Payton. You know, you can you stop? You've already, you know...
You won, Sean.
Your piece about Russell
Wilson.
Yeah, you
won, Sean.
You
That's true. That's kind of how I felt. I didn't see a lot of public stuff about it.
Oh, I did.
You did?
Well, Ryan Clark came after him, and some other guys came after him and said, you know what? You got a Super Bowl. So does Russ. So shut up, you know? And
Russ had a great career. It's over. But now he swears that was not about Russ and it was about Jackson Dart.
Right. However, you know, I hope you don't put him in by our game. You know, I want to, which means I hope you're still starting Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, back in the day, I don't know, I'm not sure, was it pre-Cully? Was it pre-Lovey? Was it pre-D'Amico? I don't know, but the Texans were a mess at the time. Jack Easterby was still in the building.
Oh, sweet.
And Sean Payton was on with Colin Cowherd. And
I remember he blasted ownership, if I remember correctly.
Well, here's the exchange.
There's a lot of bad owners out there that sometimes they inherited money from a family. A lot of times they don't even like the sport. Somebody dies in the family, they're left with it. But the gap, I can tell you this, the gap, listening to stories last night, between the haves and the have-nots in this league is not just quarterbacks or coaches. It is ownership. Even on Zoom calls, you can spot the dysfunction. Zoom calls, not even being in the room, you can see why certain teams lose and why certain teams win. College only.
I think that element's critical, the ownership element, and philosophically, you know, because there, and I've said this, and I hope it's not looked at as an indictment on certain teams, but there are a number of teams, it's hard to win in this league, and it's certainly harder to win in this league if there's internal problems before you even play an opponent.
Right.
So he
of that was about the Texans.
Absolutely. He did a Zoom call with the Texans.
Yeah. He had just done it the day before.
Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes if somebody dies and they wait, that's Texans.
Everything is Texans. The Texans. Did you see, I don't know her name, Colts owner, what's her name?
Yeah, Carly. Yeah.
Did you see her quote about being on the headset?
Well, I saw her actually say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I saw the video, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the video. Yeah, the video, she says, well, you know what? I get an idea of who, you know, where the mistakes are coming from. She said, I think every owner should do it. I'm paying a guy millions of dollars. I want to hear on the headset.
She also, it was more than just that. She also said that, you know, that it gave her a better sense of, you don't know what's going on until you hear.
That's right.
Well, like, it was not just about who, like, it's making her smarter about the game and understand what she's seeing.
Absolutely. But you also, on the headset, you know, call a defensive coordinator will make a call. And you know, oh, that was garbage. Oh, what am I doing? Or, right. You know, on the headset, there's a lot of stuff going on that's actually, you know, a lot of truth is going on the headset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, where is he? What is he doing? What is that linebacker doing? What is he doing? What is he doing? You know, you'll hear a lot of information on there. And then she says, you make decisions about players and you make decisions. I can't even imagine what was said on the headsets about C.J. Gardner-Johnson playing rogue. You know, I could certainly see the DB coach or the DC going, what's he doing, that's not the play. You know, you're going to get a good sense on the headset of what is actually going on, who's actually, and or, you know, whether or not a coach is making good play calls, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know, that's pretty I just don't want Cal on the headset.
No, it's not. She said, I recommend, look, it was actually, you know, she was kind of clowned and the Colts were clown for her being on there. And I get it. I totally get it. I mean, it's very unorthodox. I don't recommend it. But her answer was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
When you hear it, it's like, and Ballard told me, Lance, she's been on a headset since 21. Just happened. I said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, you know why? I suggested it because she was, you know, Ursay was the owner. I knew someday she was going to be. He said, she didn't know this, that, and the other. I said, why don't you get on there and learn and see what it's like. See what they're saying. And, you know, I don't know if he meant for it to be this long. I have no idea. We hadn't talked about that. But he just said, you know, if you want to know what it's like, then you need to listen. You need to find out. And he said they've been educating her on football for years now.
Well, and I think it's, you know, it's a really a good idea. She at the end, she goes, I want to know if I'm going to pay a guy millions of dollars, whether or not how good he is.
And that made sense. Now, she said, I recommend all owners that no. Because you know, it's great to talk about this when you're 7-1.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, there's a lot of ways that you the owner doesn't need to know how the sausage is made sometimes.
No, but she was doing it. And you know what? She found out about Anthony Richardson when she was on the headset last year. You know, you find out, you know, hey, I'm gonna have to pay Anthony Richardson $60 million a year. No, not what I hear on the headset. Listen, I want Kerry on the headset. I want Kerry to get on the headset.
I've heard too much. I'm good. I don't want any of them on the headset.
You don't want anybody?
I don't want any of them on the headset. I don't want Han on the headset, Cal, Kerry.
None of them?
The one woman who pushes all of Kerry's stuff behind the scenes in my direct messages.
Right.
I don't want any of them on the headset. You know who I want on the headset? Matt Burke, Nick Cayley, and D'Amico. I don't want Nick Caserio on the headset. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know if he is. Is he?
I don't. You know, honestly, I don't know. I don't think anymore, but do you ever see shots of him in the box? I never do. I've seen GM shots of other GMs. I never see Nick Caserio on a GM shot.
Right, right. Who was the GM, the Saints GM that got in trouble for
Mickey Loomis?
Yeah.
Well, Mickey, it's better than that. They had wired up the system where they could hear, like the Saints were massive
the other
cheaters.
Team.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd think trash cans were bad. The Saints were trying to get into your headphones. They were taking bounties out on your kickers. Like they had Mike Ornstein working for them, who did time in prison, supposedly because he knew where all the bodies were buried with the NFL with ticket sales, you know, for Super Bowl that the NFL doesn't want to leak. Like, the Saints were the most gangster organization that we've ever seen outside of the Raiders, who had legitimate gangsters in it.
Cutting the head of the snake
Mike
Ornstein
off. once firebombed a bar of the bikers that were selling the drugs to, what was his name? He used to chew on the kidneys and all this stuff when he was a baby. The Wonderkin quarterback who was brought up to be a bionic quarterback, Todd
Marinovich.
Yeah. So the story is, this guy, Mike Ornstein, used to work for Al Davis, and he led a firebombing of a bar where the bikers who sold the smack to Todd Marinovich, Al Davis is like, I want that play. I want that. Mike Ornstein said, no problem. Guess where Ornie started working next? For Peyton, for Peyton and Mickey Loomis. And I got somebody who worked in that organization. Dude, that was Goodfellas over there. Like, they were true gangsters. And they were even wiring up opposing headphones so that they could hear it. Why is that not a bigger deal? I don't understand how this isn't like one of the biggest stories in history.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Their owner would have, who is it? Who's the owner over there with the cars? Benson. They would have gotten like, what? I'm on the headphones. All I hear is the other team. Oh, those aren't the right headphones.
So, hey, did we not warn everybody? Do you know today was supposed to be the day that YouTube TV.
Oh, my God. I turn on in here and I can't watch anything. It's gone. I forgot we're on YouTube TV in here. Gone.
How about that? How about that YouTube TV went off all ABC, ESPN, all Disney.
You may have heard
products.
Us mention it
yesterday.
The last couple days. You might have heard us mention
You might have heard us say that you got to go to keepmynetworks.com to keep ESPN.
I guess it's true.
If you were a YouTube TV customer last night, you couldn't watch ESPN or any ABC station.
Dude, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
You're missing literally all the college football. You do know. Well, yeah. Well, if you have your local channels, a lot of times you have it. Wait a minute. Do you lose your local channels to your local ABC?
Yes.
You're losing the entire SEC.
Yes.
Monday Night Football. Not Sunday Night Football. Wow.
All college football.
Holy crap.
NBA.
College basketball. And this isn't a commercial.
No.
We're telling you, holy crap.
Well, you know, it wasn't long ago when Comcast and CBS were going at it.
I know.
Remember? Well, and the Texans were on CBS and people were going, I can't watch it.
Here's the thing, though. And I want you to seriously consider this. Somebody, my son Alec and I, Alec got home and we were talking about it. And he said, I kind of agree with somebody who said, why should we be continuing to pay for the net? Why is the ESPN telling us? He said, why is ESPN telling us that we need to get involved? For what? You're the ones who are having this fight over money with them. Why do we need to get involved and strong arm you? I guess somebody said that. And I said, you know what's even more interesting? You know why everyone keeps raising their rates. It's because they're buying live sports. And they do new TV deals. And they've got to regenerate revenue.
Yeah.
Prime, Netflix, they got in live sports. Guess what they have to do? Revenue. Paramount has UFC. Guess where their prices went up?
Yeah.
So you know what it is? The bottom line is, we need to keep the athletes and the owners living fat. So we got to make sure the athletes have their Lambos and everything. We got to make sure the owners have their yachts and their multiple properties and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So what then happens is, well, let's just get the suckers. Let's get the suckers to just keep – we'll just keep raising rates, keep raising rates, keep raising rates.
Yeah.
And that's and when you think of it that way, like all it is ultimately is you're going to have to pay. You thought you were getting – you know, the cord cutting – my Netflix has gone up so much. My Paramount, my Peacock, like literally everything just goes up and up. I don't have YouTube TV, but, you know, that's going up too.
Yep.
Well, we have it in here, and we don't have the ESPN. So all they're doing is just pushing costs to you. So while you're cheering as loud as you can for everyone to get as much money as they possibly can, just know that you're eventually going to pay for it.
You're paying for it.
You're eventually going to pay for it. And what if you don't like sports, John?
Yeah, but hopefully.
Do you think Netflix would go up? It would eventually go up. But do you think Prime, the direct cause and effect with Paramount Sports, with Paramount and all this, if you don't like sports, your rates are going up and you don't even like the reason why it's going up.
Right. Right. Well, you're stupid if you don't like sports. But we got to build stadiums for these guys.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like,
we got to build stadiums.
You know, I used to look at it different when I was, like, younger.
Yeah.
And now I realize, hey, wait a minute. Wait. You don't even need a new stadium. Why are you doing this? Revenue generation. And it really hit home watching that Montreal Expos documentary.
Well, you couldn't even understand it. What are you talking about?
I know. Yeah, speak English.
Speak English.
Quit acting like you're French.
Yeah, Canada.
You're
speak
in Canada.
English.
Quit speaking French. You know how to speak English. You know who's watching.
Yeah.
It's more of us watching than
that's
the French Canadians.
You're our 51st state. Speak English.
That's Puerto Rico.
Let's break right here. 713-780-3776. It's basically a holiday show since it's Friday. That's the way I always look at Friday. The shivigitter is broke. But you got to tell us what you learned this weekend, okay? You do have to do that a little bit later in the show. Tell us what you learned this week, rather. on the show. What did you learn this week on the show in one sentence? That'll come up a little bit later. But right now we're talking about ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com. You know, when you're talking about the highest in quality, you're talking about ProDunk. You're talking about the best goal that's ever been made. I'm serious. It was fantastic to have the Pro Dunk goal. When they were young, they couldn't they couldn't reach the goal. Even Frankie was out there. It was fantastic to have it. And she didn't like any sports at the time. But JT and his boys were always out there and they were dunking and they lowered the goal and it was just so much fun. We had to crank it. Now you just push a button. These kids, I mean, they get it easier and easier and easier. The thing about it is, though, if you go and get a 10-foot goal that doesn't lower, they're not going to be out there, Dad. You might as well just burn your money. The Pro Dunk goal is the best goal. The kids love it. They want to be on that. They want to be able to dunk. They want to raise and lower it. They want the best, and you want the best. Your wife wants the best. Everybody wants the best. That's the Pro Dunk goal. ProDunk.com. See for yourself. Go to the website. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. ProDunk.com.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Come on in. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here. It after Governor Landry ripped him. It wasn't long. Scott Woodward wasn't long for that world. And Ryan Clark was like, yesterday, Ryan Clark was on. He's going, man, the governor needs to stay out of this. Scott Woodward is a great athletic director. Scott Woodward. I was like, oh, you don't even
know
his name.
Why would he say that?
You don't even know his name. It's like when you call Jerry Hunsinger.
I didn't. That was the caller who. That was
no. I
that
think
was
you
the
did.
Doctor who. Doctor
no.
Death.
Who do you always call?
I said it's Chris Collingsworth.
Collingsworth.
Yeah, I said Jerry Hunsinger. It would drive us crazy when Howard at Memorial would call him Hunsinger.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Or when the owner of the Astros would call him Derek Cole. Do you remember that when the owner didn't know his pitcher's
in
name?
In studio with us.
Yeah, that was.
He was in studio with us.
That wasn't great.
That's when he liked me before I put out that tweet.
Well, you'd have a blue check mark. Why should you put out tweets?
I shouldn't put out tweets. I shouldn't put them out, even though it was true. Hey, YouTube TV customers, you can lose ESPN. You lost ESPN. How about that? You want to get it back? Go to keepmynetworks.com. We don't have to do it anymore? Oh, I thought we still had the live reads. Well, this is when they should do it. This is when they should be doing it.
Hey, guys, you see what happens?
Keep my network.
You see what happens?
All right. I just have you seen Kevin Durant and Bobby Altoff?
Oh, my God. I thought she was gone.
No. She's a great interviewer. Well, who was she with that she called her a musician and she said, I ain't no magician?
That was
See, you don't even know I ain't a magician. Why are you calling me a magician? She said, no,
it wasn't Sexy Red. It was,
who was that?
I can't remember who it was. It wasn't Sexy Red, but I know who you're talking. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
She goes, no, I think you are thinking of magician. I said musician. She's real deadpan. She was really funny for a while. And then she like broke up her own marriage and supposedly
she was married. She looks like she's 12 years old.
No. She's married with a kid, and she left her husband and supposedly slept with Drake and cheated on her husband. Oh yeah, she's the enemy.
Allegedly.
No, she's
the. We don't know any of that.
No, she's the bad guy on the internet now. The internet doesn't like her. Yeah, you need to flip. You need to start hating her.
You don't have to.
No, I don't. I don't have to hate her. I like her.
Yeah, you're supposed to hate her.
Oh. So, she's on with KD. Talking about, man, I almost DM'd you to get some weed while we were in Switzerland.
Who said that? Was like, she said that, or
Bobby Altoff said that to Kevin Durant?
He's given her weed before.
Huh?
Yeah.
He's given her weed before.
Oh, I was wondering what the context was.
Did you
was
clean
like,
that up, Del?
I was like, what are you doing? Why are you dry snitching on our starting?
Well, he don't care.
Starting 2/3/4.
He don't care. He says, you know what? Next time we hook up, when we go to Europe, we'll
not in this state, you don't. Okay, because Governor Abbott's going to and Dan Patrick's going to come after you and get you. You better stop. Hey, you better know which state you're in, Kevin.
Did you clean that up?
If you're talking about that, the one word she said, yeah, I got that.
All right, let's play it. Here it is. I mean, it kind of is. I was like, wow, KD, you're just okay. All right, he don't care.
It's crazy. Like she was stoned.
I was stoned. What?
Do you
know I almost DM'd you when we were in Switzerland because I wanted weed, and me and Lexi were like, maybe if we DM him, he'll have some because we didn't know where else to get it because we were too scared to bring it there.
I thought I did bring it.
No, we were too scared. We threw it away.
Before I got on the flight?
In the airport thing. We threw it away. I was so afraid. We were about to go through, and I was like, oh, this. I'm throwing this away. I'm not going to
I was kind of nervous when I got on Drake's plane from where were we, from London. We were in London. No, not London. Manchester?
Yeah, we did bring it that time.
Because we went through the
that was scary. TSA. Yeah. Well, I thought the next time would be like that too, so I threw it away. And it was actually pretty chill. We could have made it in.
For sure.
So you had some with you? We could have asked.
Of course.
Well, we must
Next time. Next tour.
Next year. Next tour. Whenever that is.
You do your third interview with Drake.
Yeah. I'll make sure to ask you for weed.
When he hits it again.
What? Right.
It's alleged. It's just alleged.
Okay, you're going to get sued.
That woman's husband is just sitting there like.
She looks like she's 12.
Houdini sang a song about her.
You don't know the inner workings of that relationship.
Well, that was dry snitching. Next time they're on a plane in a foreign country, they're going to come on and search and get busted.
Dan Patrick is going to totally have him arrested. We just lost Kevin Durant.
Yeah, nice job.
Nice job, Bobby Altoff. We just lost our half-court offensive. That's the guy we're going to late in games when we need to get a shot late in the clock, and you're out there dry snitching and getting our 2/3 snatched up by Dan Patrick and not the one that does the sports talk. Thanks a lot. That's the guy we got to rely on in the half-court sets out here dry snitching.
Dan Patrick?
No. Durant. I don't want Dan Patrick shooting anything. I'll let my boy Joel Osteen shoot. I'll let him in a half set come off a down screen and catch and shoot. But I'm not letting Dan Patrick do it.
You know who I want from half court now? Tari.
Yeah.
You see the two shots he made?
Tari got one.
Got two.
When did he get the other one?
Yeah, he had two. He
in the same
one?
Game?
Yeah.
Oh, I only saw the one. But that was a blowout, and there's three major sporting events on at that time. So.
Yeah, it was crazy. Tari's got range now. All right. You put the ball in Tari's hands. 713-780-3776 is the number on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you want to really piss off Gary and Israel?
Not really.
Okay. Well...
What are we doing?
Tavondre Sweat.
Is he going to say something good about Reed Shepard?
No. Oh. I mean,
former Longhorn nose tackle?
No.
Yes.
Tavondre Sweat Reed Shepard's the truth, though.
No. Tavondre said the quiet part out loud about why people love a certain quarterback.
Right.
This is
him. He's asked about facing Justin Herbert this week.
He's a fast guy. He's like your perfect quarterback, you know, so just get there, honestly.
What makes him the perfect quarterback?
Everything. Tall, white guy. Fast, he can throw. Right? I mean, everybody knows that.
Tall, fast, white guy, and he can throw. Everybody knows that.
He is. There's a disconnect between fans, media, and football. Football people seem to really, really like him. You know, I kind of vacillate because there are times, like, I know he has all the tools in the world, but it's kind of like in college where his sophomore year was his best year, and then he didn't get better. And then in pros, like, he flashes some unbelievable, like, Josh Allen-level talent, and then he just kind of, you know, like, and then it doesn't sustain. It kind of bothers me. But he's flashed more this year. But I think there's still, you know, still work to be done.
Yeah. Well, but Madison Beer, that's the important part.
Yeah, I mean, that's good too. But Tavondre, I wonder what he meant by that was a I think I know what he meant, but I don't know if I know for sure what he meant.
What do you mean, Dell? It's pretty obvious what he meant, isn't it?
Hey. What does he mean?
I think he means, hey, you guys know why you like him. You know why you think he's a great player. Mm-hmm. And part of it is the aesthetic.
See, but this is the thing. This is the thing. Identity football is not really the same thing with white guys. Like, it was with the Larry Bird thing back in the day. But the difference is we have, like, favorite players or black players all the time in all the sports. Like,
no,
it's not
–
I don't lock in on all the white basketball players.
Sweat didn't say you lock in
no,
on
but
all
I'm
the
saying, – I'm saying that that mode of thinking that, okay, ESPN used to have – and now it's called Anscape. I can't remember what it used to be called. They used to have a ranking of black quarterbacks every week. And I'm like, this is the dumbest thing. Right? All right, what are the top eight black quarterbacks right now? And they would have weekly rankings. That was just like, that's not as much of a thing at all.
Herbert.
No.
With white guys and white basketball. I'm
Herbert,
just going
to
say
but
basketball.
That,
but,
he's
but to have a big,
he is,
tall,
he is.
But to have a big, tall, white, good-looking guy as the face of your franchise? I mean, we had it here with Matt Schaub.
We that you're going to say David Carr.
No, Matt Schaub.
David was a great face of the franchise in theory.
In theory. Just not
Matt Schaub's face. Matt Schaub's face didn't say franchise face.
It's a true.
That was a franchise face. Yeah, David Carr. Deshaun Watson had a franchise face. David Carr had a franchise face. No.
I think if Matt Schaub had more hair, it would have helped.
Matt Schaub does not have a franchise.
Look at all the – I mean, Brady did what he did to fix his, but look at all the franchise white franchise quarterbacks.
See, Baker Mayfield doesn't have franchise face.
But he's got a great head of hair. None of them are balding types.
No.
No,
like,
but
no one said
name
Matt –
Name the franchise.
Matt Hasselbeck was never considered
a franchise quarterback.
Russell Wilson, but Russell wasn't tall. If you're looking
70s,
for the,
I feel like Bradshaw came out with that hair.
No,
as a kid,
he used to have
hair.
But if you look at what the face of the franchise types, none of them come out with the receding hairline that Matt Schaub had when he got here.
Wait a minute,
He's never going to be mistaken
for
handsome.
But I said if he had a full head of hair, it would feel different for some people. Look at him. Look at
John,
him.
Del, we're white guys. We can speak
on
this.
Look at all
we
the
can
white,
speak on our people.
Look at all
that's
the
not a white guy face of the franchise.
Joe Burrow, gray head of hair.
Joe Burrow's a face of the franchise.
Joe Burrow, gray head of hair. Tom Brady.
Josh Allen
was
is
a little
Tom
nerdy
Brady.
Dude,
yeah.
But he fixed his hair. And look, of course, he was
but
the
like
goat. Name a franchise quarterback who's white who doesn't have great hair. Find one.
Purdy has
Purdy's not a
well. First of all, it didn't used to. What's his name? Didn't used to
who?
Herbert. He didn't used to. He's tightened it up.
He long hair, short
he's
hair, but he's
up.
Got the hair. You can tell he can grow.
Well, yeah,
he
didn't
once.
Have great skin.
okay.
Let me.
You know
think.
who's starting to worry a little bit? It's Scotty Scheffler.
He's not well. He's starting not a quarterback.
Well, kind of is.
No, he's going hair stuff though.
Hair stuff. Yeah.
Even Joe Flacco's got good hair.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Start naming the guys.
Quarterbacks should have good hair.
Name some of the guys.
That's why I never made it.
People have gravitated towards who don't have a great head of hair.
Well, hold on. Let me think.
Right now. What's the last one?
Well, like Dan Marino had hair.
Yeah.
John Elway.
Jim Kelly had hair.
Really is hard. Matt Hasselbeck was the people's
but
champ.
He's not. Stop it with Matt Hasselbeck.
He was really not.
Brett had hair.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers has
good
hair. Yeah, you may be onto something.
Go find one.
But Matt Schaub, just because you have it doesn't mean you're a face of the franchise.
He didn't have hair, though.
See, I don't think Baker Mayfield looks like a face of the
he's
franchise.
Got the great
he's
kind of
ratty.
They love
yeah,
him,
but,
though.
Yeah, but he's short, too. No one's locking in on short guys.
He's got a great
like Trevor
hair.
Lawrence.
He's got great hair.
Trevor Lawrence has everything you would think you'd need.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is a broke version of Justin Herbert.
Well, he I don't
he
know
is.
That
like
that
everything
gonna,
he.
That hair's going to last. I'm not sure. It's so thin. I'm not sure he's going to have that for long.
Well, at the moment, he does.
Yeah. Man, you've got me really trying to dig deep into crates for this
I know,
cut.
Right.
This is a deep cut.
Well,
I got.
If you're going
to
be
with.
A quarterback, you better have hair.
You reach into Terry
Raiders,
Bradshaw in the 70s.
Aiden O'Connell.
He's not a franchise what?
Exactly. My point exactly.
That's my point, actually. You're making my point.
Geno Smith. His hair is starting.
I'm not
no,
talking
not a, not
about
a white
black
guy.
Quarterbacks.
White
We're talking
guy.
About the white guys.
Not a white guy. I mean, it's got to be a white guy that's
white
got a
receding
hairline.
Well, he's got plenty of hair, and he's one of us.
No,
he's not half. Half. We can take.
You
even said
the mom is white, the quarterback's white.
I've never said that.
You said that the other day when Mapes was out. When Mapes was out, you said that.
I didn't say that.
Yeah,
no,
he's white. He's white. Especially
Kirk Cousins even has good, you know, Christian hair.
I'm telling you,
he has Christian hair.
You don't rise to the level of considered a franchise quarterback with bad hair.
Golly, this is hard.
Bradshaw's the last one,
and we're talking the '70s.
Yeah. Man, Dell's got a point on this. This is this is crazy. Mark Brunell had pretty good hair.
Should you not?
Like, I'm trying to go in the crates.
Josh Allen, great hair.
But what about Jake DeLome?
He had plenty of hair. And he's,
he Jake did, but...
Should you not draft a quarterback that's balding?
Drew Brees.
Oh, there we go. Thank
Drew
you.
Drew Brees is
But he didn't last, at his first stop.
Drew Brees
He didn't last at his first stop.
He had
stop.
A big old mole on his face.
That's not a mole. It's a birthmark.
Whatever. He had a Oprah got a hold of him.
And
like,
you know
what's this? You got something on your face. He's like, that's a birthmark.
And the Chargers traded him in for a quarterback with good hair.
That's true. They did. But they made a mistake.
How
but
was
Drew
that?
Brees' hair was not great. Drew Brees is maybe the only one we can. Oh, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning doesn't have franchise hair or head or face. Yeah, he's an outlier. He's a he's an all-time outlier.
Had to reach back to
1998. He had franchise forehead.
Yeah, no, that's true. But he still has hair.
No,
he still has hair.
Let's not go crazy.
All right, does John Daspit have hair?
Yeah, actually, John Daspit has good hair. Yeah. I mean, you can go on the website and look. DaspitLaw.com. DaspitLaw.com. he's not worried about that so much as he's worried about getting you taken care of with what your problems are. He's a personal injury lawyer. He's the biggest in Houston. He's not one of these goofs who spends all of his time thinking of clever billboards and how he's going to spend his money doing, you know, this. Is he going to have a flamethrower? Is he going to have a hammer hitting you in the face? Is he going to have a truck running over somebody? He doesn't. That's not what he does. His TV commercials are the NIL stuff he does with Texas or University of Houston. His billboards are simple. Because he doesn't even like being associated with some of those goofs. I mean, basically he says, look, what I do is very important. What my lawyers do is very important. We represent honest, hardworking people who have been injured due to someone else's negligence, who are going to lose, you know, who are going to have hospital bills or medical bills stack up, who are going to lose salary because of time missed from work, who are going to potentially, you know, have a life where they're going to be in pain for the rest of their lives. And so they look out for your medical. They look out for your time missed for work. They look out for pain and suffering. And they get you paid the way you're supposed to be when someone else is screwed up. And that's the way it is. And he spends his time making sure he's doing that stuff. And I tell you about it. Okay? That's what we do. So, John Daspit, 713, call now. Anytime you're injured, whether it's at work, on the roadway, wherever it may be, make sure you make a phone call and at least consult about your case with the Daspit Law Firm. 713, call now. Go to DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dell, your team sucks. All right? Did you see that game last night? You believe now?
What? No, I didn't see the game last night.
You didn't watch the Dolphins game?
Why would I want to watch?
That's your team.
So what? Why do I need to watch a 2-6 football team play?
He saw it. He saw it.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I mean, I'm aware of what happened.
You got Tua stink.
But I didn't watch. Oh, you? Did you watch?
I didn't watch.
Yeah,
either.
So you actually don't know how.
Did
it
he not
went down.
Play? Was it Quinn Ewers?
No, he played. From the stats, from what I could tell, he was the least of the Dolphins' problems.
Well, here's what happened yesterday. Somebody tried to say, Lance, you picked the game. I think you're going to lose for the $50. Taqueria Saranda's gift card, and then what do you get today? You get
nothing.
I was following a basketball account, and for whatever reason, they retweeted the first half numbers. I guess the Dolphins outgained them by 100 yards, and we're down 14-6 or something. whatever went wrong did go wrong, I guess. And now I'm not sitting through a 2-6 football team play if I don't have to. What do I want to ruin a Thursday night for?
I got a picture of a quarterback, the Bad Hair Quarterback Club, and he was considered one of the guys, Andrew Luck. Not a face of the franchise.
Didn't last. Now, did
not franchise hair at all. Not even franchise face.
You guys are talking about, I'm not talking about a guy who cuts his hair in a bad way. I'm talking about bald guys.
No. You want to see this picture?
Who said anything about face? I didn't say anything about face.
No. It's face and picture. You don't have it.
I've seen his hair. Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's because he cut it that way.
No, what? It's thinning.
He's got hair to grow it out. He still has hair today.
It's thinning.
Understood, but he wasn't a bald guy coming out.
Dude, he is not a face. It's not coming out. He's afraid he was a franchise quarterback. We're living by your definition.
My definition is you don't see bald
Justin,
guys.
You're right, Justin.
You don't see bald guys as franchise quarterbacks.
That, you said receding hairline is what
Matt
you
Schaub
said. You've
cut
changed
his
it.
Hair low because seriously. He had a problem.
Matt Schaub is...
That's what started this.
Quit putting him on us.
So how do you see... Okay, I'm telling you, I don't know how either team is going to score this week in the Texans game. Nick Caley met the media. I want to hear him talk about Woody Marks. Woody Marks should be on the field 70% of the time. Woody Marks is better, is more explosive, can find he's finding holes when there's nothing there, not just running into backs of people. Woody Marks needs to be on the field. Here is Nick Caley talking about Woody Marks and what he brings.
Woody is a very talented player. I think you can see that. He can do a lot of things with the ball in his hands. He's a good runner. There's some runs he makes, man. I'm like, I have no clue how he got through there. I mean, just the bend, the elusiveness. He's got great wiggle. And then, you know, he can catch the ball, and he can make people miss in space. So, you know, he's getting better every single game, every single week. And I think we just keep it in that, wheelhouse. And, you know, again, back there with Nick, too. And what a great guy to be able to – a guy that's got done a lot of good things in this league that's just steady and consistent every single day. So, you know, we got a good room. Woody's continuing to work hard, and you know, we got a lot of faith in him, too.
Would you make a trade at the deadline, if depending on who you could get? And what you would have to give up.
Nope.
But do you need a running back?
No.
If you're going to get to where you want to be?
Chubb and Woody, that's fine.
That's fine?
Yeah, I'm not messing with anything. I'm not giving away any more picks. Nick loves to just throw away picks on linebackers from TCU. No thanks. Sit tight. Let's see what happens.
Sometimes linebackers from TCU are good.
Well, just name one. Oh. You're going to say D. Winters? I'll help you. That's about as good as you're going to get. Weird. Remember that guy was supposed to be the special teams ace? He's not. I don't even think he's on the team anymore that Nick drafted 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, he gave away a second rounder for Community D. He's gone. Played half a year. No thanks. I'm done with trading this and trading
that. And Nick
you get
said,
what you get.
Nick said this week, he's like, and I don't know why he said, yeah. You hear reports that this guy's available, and then you call the team, and they say, no, that's garbage. That's a garbage report. Why are you listening to what the media is saying, who's available? Nick, man, pick up the phone and call GMs. You can do that. Why are you listening? They said Devin Achane is available. I called her. He's not. Well, why do you care if the media says that Devin Achane, and we need
Well, he didn't say that.
No, he said... Yeah, you hear reports that say this
yeah, but
guy's
we don't
available,
know if it
and you
was
call the team and they say it's garbage.
Yeah, but we didn't know if it's Achane, though.
No, we don't know if it's Achane.
Like, it really doesn't make sense for them to move Achane unless they just don't want to give him a new contract.
Well.
Which may be the case. You never
what
know.
Do you always say about the get as much as you can out of that first year, that first contract?
Yeah, now the difference is if he – because he is a two-way option. He's an explosive run guy, and he's an explosive catch guy.
He can actually those guys line are, up outside.
Yeah, those guys are kind of rare. Yeah. Like, they have more value than just your downhill hammers anymore. That doesn't really have the value.
I wouldn't mind having them, and the Dolphins don't need
them.
Well,
no, I wouldn't mind having them.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, mind having them.
I mean, the Dolphins are garbage.
We have this talk before about, hey, let's trade away young, talented players for no reason. They're not. Why would they do it? You can be bad and keep players. The Texans have been bad and kept good players before. It happens, particularly when they're cheap.
Yeah, I'm never a big fan of just getting rid of good players when you're a bad
team. And they're young,
like,
too.
The whole point is you need to stack good players so you get better. I don't understand why bad baseball teams want to unload their best players. Like, this is exactly what you need. It's a good player.
So... apparently, did you guys happen? Yeah, you didn't see it. You didn't even watch the game, so you didn't see Mike McDaniel's press conference after. They put it, the whole thing out there. He had 13 minutes. He said 156 times, I think.
This is, we do this. I mean, you do this all. This is how he talks. I don't know what. This is his way of speaking. It's not great. He's not eloquent. He's just a
yeah. But have you noticed now that he's literally dead man walking?
Of course,
he is dead we're picking at everything
he has
that we have.
Always sounded this way.
He used to be. That's a guy who did Mike Jones, who knows rap lyrics. That's awesome. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, now when...
And now it's like, you see how many ums he has?
Yeah,
dumbass.
He's always... When he was scoring 70 points against the Broncos are coming into town, he was umming his way through that press conference, too.
I forgot he actually did that.
Yep.
He
yep.
actually scored 70 in a game.
He had Mike White and Robbie Chosen catching touchdown passes. So.
You were... That's not just hyperbole. They actually hit a 70
They could have scored 70.
Yeah.
They could have set the all-time record, but he didn't want to do it.
Who was that against?
Classic.
The Broncos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sean Payton led Broncos team.
A 70 spot. Dana put up a 70 on Clemson. How about that?
And it changed the trajectory of Clemson football. They went and hired Brent Venables, and they took off after that.
They did. All right, 713-780-3776. It's the end of the week. All right, it's getting toward the end of the month. Is this the last day of the month? Or we're getting close, right?
It is. Yeah, Halloween, today's, in fact.
Yeah. Oh, today's Halloween?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. This is. I'm
my
so
wife
glad
said,
when it's
I,
over.
I'm going to watch my brother's football game, watching Tom Ball. She's like, you're going to be gone for Halloween? I'm like, what do I need to be home for? I'm not giving out candy. I don't care. Like, what do you think I'm doing?
Yeah.
I don't get to dress my kids up anymore, so what do I care?
Well, here's the deal. End of the month, towards the end of the year. Towards it's time for HRP. It's Friday. There's payday. Payday's tomorrow in a lot of instances. Payday's on Friday in a lot of. You can pay every week. You can pay every 2 weeks. You can pay bi-monthly. Whatever it is you want to do, HRP can do it. HRP has the technology to make sure if you have salary people, you have commission people, you have hourly people. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's nothing that they can't do. They have the best proprietary technology that you're going to find in the industry. So many people, literally, my colleague, last time I saw him, he was like, yeah, somebody's trying to buy the company, and I don't want it. I don't want to sell it. I just don't want to sell it. And you know what? He'll retire, never see anybody ever again. He says, no, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. And you know who loves it? All of his clients. You hear all these testimonials about HRP from on our air here, and it's true. They want to tell everybody, man, this is a great way to go about this. If you are somebody that is doing your own payroll or you're not completely satisfied with your admin company, check ours out. Just get a free evaluation of what you're doing in your business and how HRP can help you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Rockets off again today. World Series tonight. I'm a little worried about this. I'm a little worried about Yamamoto.
I told you yesterday the play is the Dodgers to win.
Shut your face. I don't want to hear. I told you. I told you yesterday, Yamamoto.
You said it's over.
No, I didn't.
Well, then why are you saying that that's not the play, the Dodgers? Well,
the Dodgers is not the play. Toronto's the play. Why? You want to throw money away.
Okay. They're plus like 185.
Well, that's great.
If Yamamoto wins, guess what? That thing goes to about a pick.
What if it was plus 8,000? Then they lose. Guess what? You lost your money. Who cares what it's plus?
Because you know, like I do, Yamamoto's getting ready to deal.
Yeah, I think they figured him out.
Okay.
Well, I do.
They may have figured Snell out. I'll give you that one.
Figured him out? Two games, they destroyed him. He came in on one of the great roles in postseason history, and bam, bam, sorry.
Yeah.
Go sit down. Both wins are him.
Yeah, they didn't get it on the one.
Well, two of the three,
they didn't
rather.
Beat him, yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, one of them, they didn't get it on him. They got it on the relief, right?
No.
Did he take the loss in the first one?
Yeah.
You sure? No, I thought they were tied up, and then they it was tied up in game one. And then they just ransacked the bullpen. Well, the one guy in the bullpen just blistered him. Regardless, Snell's not pitching again. Well, I mean, he could in game seven, I guess. He could. But Yamamoto's got to save the series for the Dodgers. Let's hope he does it. Who's on the mound for the Blue Jays?
No, Snell got the loss. They beat him 11-4.
Well, I know what the score was. They gave up. They had that horrific, what, sixth inning, seventh inning?
Yeah, nine runs in the sixth.
Yeah. What was the score when Snell went out? That's my point.
Snell gave up five of the runs.
Oh, inherited runs. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. So he took the loss in that. Okay. So it was his inherited runs.
Yeah, it gave up five runs, dude, in five innings. That's a nine. I don't know if you know this. That's a nine ERA.
Well, there's bases. Well, it doesn't matter. He's not pitching anymore. Yamamoto is. How have they done against Yamamoto?
Yamamoto wasn't great.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I want them to lose. I just don't think Yamamoto is that guy.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
I don't think Yamamoto is that guy. I'm just trying to put the people on money. That's all I'm trying to do. I'd rather take my shot at the Dodgers winning two in a row at that number, but I'm not cheering for it. Who are the Blue Jays throwing?
The Blue Jays are throwing Gausman.
He used to be good.
What do you mean he used to
be good? He's all right. You know, Yamamoto.
That's stupid. He's great. He is great.
I remember when Yamamoto, seems like just yesterday, he was crying in his first outing. He started crying when he left the mound, like, you dummy. This guy's going to suck. He started crying. And then he stopped crying. He got really good. Yeah. Remember his first two outings were bad? Yeah. And he's like, he's leaving like, I have dishonored my country. I've dishonored my agent and my interpreter who stole money from also from Ohtani. And then what happened?
I don't believe that.
Bing, bang, boom.
It's true.
Yeah, he may have. True. And then he
just made that up.
And then he started just
pack of lies.
Throwing dimes at people. He's pitching really well now. But we'll see. Dodgers' bats haven't been any good. They got a case of the Astros. Can't hit.
No. Case of the Astros isn't something I like. I don't want that in context of not hitting the case of the Astros.
Just shut down. That offense is just shut down.
I mean, they were really good, and they shut – I mean, it's good. I'm glad they're shutting down. Don't get me wrong. It's a good thing. It's never a bad thing for the Dodgers to screw up. I never don't want that. I want that for them. My guy Saul from Taqueria Sarandas, you know, shout out Saul. I love my guy Saul, but I hope his Dodgers lose. That's just how it is. Y'all want to have beef with us? So you're going to get that same energy back, cheaters.
I mean, I don't know many people here, but I'm going to text everyone I know here when the Dodgers lose tonight.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. Hey, how about them Blue Jays? How about them Jays?
There's not a chance I'd allow you to enter my phone if you did that to me.
Well, like, no, not you.
No, I'm saying if I was the person who does that to, I'd never see another text from you. Yeah. Immediately out of the phone and blocked.
I don't care.
That's
you know
true.
What?
You would.
Yeah.
They're Dodger fans. I don't care if I ever talk to them again.
What you're doing, but if I'm on the receiving end, this guy doesn't belong in my life.
Yeah.
That's true. Right. They don't know you well enough for you to be in their phone.
I'm trying to get rid of all of the Dodger fans in my life. So
you're going to literally have no friends there at all.
None. No. Well, how am I going to?
The people here just tolerate you. They're not going to like you over there. No. They're just like, what are we going to do? John's in. Like, we can't do anything. He's a made guy.
Yeah.
He's a made guy. By the way, the Scorsese doc is literally one of my favorite docs I've ever seen. And it's multiple pieces. He had a whole episode 2 in Mr. Scorsese on Apple TV is like all him and De Niro. I knew they did a lot of movies. I actually didn't realize how many movies I'd never heard of in my entire life, how they did. I didn't know that Taxi Driver got an X rating. I know my parents tried to bring me to Taxi Driver and had to leave after like it was a drive-in movie. And they had to leave after like about 30 minutes, they made me lay down in the wheel well or whatever behind the seats because it was so violent. And they finally like, we can't. This isn't for kids. 0% of this movie's for kids. Just didn't have a babysitter. They just thought, you know, it's fine. We'll go see this Taxi Driver. Nope. Travis Bickle's a little rough. And you had the 12-year-old prostitute. That was in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff for a kid.
But old school De Niro could really act. I don't know when he just quit and decided, I mean, because he was still good. Like, he was doing type on Goodfellas, on Heat. He was a type, obviously. He had locked in. But at some point around the Fockers, he just said, that's it. Every character's the same character. I'm not doing anything. Remember Awakenings when he was a catatonic person and then Robin Williams threw a tennis ball at him and he caught it or something? And like, that's when he was still trying. But at some point, he's like, nah. You're going to get the same. I'll do the score. Where I'm, you know, I'll do kind of mobbish thieves and stuff. I'll do that. I'm not, you know, don't try to put me in one of your, you know, don't try to, and truth be told, Mean Streets, it's kind of what he's best at anyway.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number. We got, before Lance tells us the whole show, we're
it's
gonna have
not
to
a,
watch
I'm not
Mr.
Spoiler,
Scorsese.
It's not a spoiler alert.
Yeah, once again.
It literally happened. Us.
You've already told us half the show.
No. Marty was addicted to cocaine through most of the 70s.
Oh, my God.
I knew that already.
Can you not tell us anything?
You didn't know that.
I did know that part.
Can you please just shut up?
But once again, as soon as he does things like this, I'm in my phone. Because if I do that, I can tune him out. And I don't know what he said. So I'm good. That's the trick.
You know what I said.
That's the trick. When he does that, when he's ruining shows, just get in your phone.
No,
you won't be paying attention.
You need to pay attention.
Won't even
I'm telling you important stuff.
He won't even notice that we're not paying attention because he just goes.
That's
and then,
true.
And then when he's done, we can come back.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And then we move
you
on.
You need to pay attention. Out of respect, number one.
Not when you're spoiling
Out of two, I'm trying to put you on game.
No.
No, you're not. You're just spoiling.
Dell, just give him a neat stuff and move on.
I don't even do that because then I will have actually heard something.
Yeah.
So I just tune him out.
No, that's not. Neat stuff. Time to talk about my peeps over at Ownwell, okay? That is neat stuff. Property tax bills they probably have arrived already, right? Okay, this is the month you're getting them. Maybe you haven't gotten yours yet, but you're going to get it. You're going to get it soon if you haven't already. What's it like if you don't do anything, okay? You know what's going to happen is the government's going to overcharge you for what your house is worth, then you're going to have to pay taxes on that. It's not, your house isn't worth that. But the government is going to say it's worth that, and then you have to pay more. Well, the next time it comes, it compounds because the government's going up another whatever 5-10%, whatever they're going to charge you more. So you're compounding the problem with the government. They'll never go, oh, you know what? You were right. Last year, 2 years ago, we overcharged you. We're going to go down below that. You know what? Never happens that. So you've got to nip it in the bud now. You've got to go to Ownwell. You got to put, you just, all you do is go to ownwell.com and it takes 3 minutes to sign up and then they do everything. You do nothing. And you don't pay unless they win. And they win 86% of the time. So stop overpaying. Start saving with Ownwell. Sign up in 3 minutes at ownwell.com/Texas. That's OWNWELL.com/Texas.